One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast. We thought this was going to be an absolute fume pod, a sad pod, but after Chris Maguire rifled one into the top corner in stoppage time, we're feeling a little bit more upbeat now as Sunderland draw 2-2 away to Crewe. I'm Rory Fallow, joined as always by Matthew Keelan.
Good evening. We're feeling a bit more upbeat because Sunderland have drawn 2-2 away. What a sentence. Ben, we'll just end it there, I think.
Yeah,
doesn't you sound won't be great. Hearing from us again.
It doesn't sound great out of context, but in context, I mean, I don't know, I've got a bit of a, I'm going to say it, Matthew, a bit of an adrenaline rush.
I know.
Wire equaliser.
That goal went in, it was like, why are you hitting it now? And then it went, the shock of it actually just twatting in at the top corner, I was like, fuck. But I was more like, I didn't know what to do. I was like the dog shit himself.
Yeah, I think dogs all over the Weir side were shitting themselves when that goal went in. Definitely happened where I was watching the game. Dogs accidentally getting kicked and things like that. But the fact that... I think there's definitely some negatives to get into, Matthew, but yeah. let's start with the positives, because getting a result there after we were so poor could have probably been more than two down at half time. Getting a result out of that, you know, we spoke about how we're getting these cliched sort of wins in promotion that promotion teams tend to get, but getting that draw in those circumstances, I've just tweeted the fact that and we got promoted from the Championship under Roy Keane. We had that 2-2 draw away to Burnley, which was a bit of a turning point. We were 2-0 down with 10 minutes to go. Yeah. Grant Ledbetter got one of the goals, actually, I believe. And we equalised with virtually the last kick of the game. Similar sort of thing has happened here. Poor for the vast majority of the game. But the character in the squad, the quality in the squad, we found a way. And, it, you know, that's four games unbeaten. When you don't even lose in a game like that, it's a big statement, that, isn't it, potentially?
Yeah, like that's going to give you something, isn't it? Like, even the spirit that they've clearly got from somewhere, that's the sort of total opposite draw to the draws that we get under Parkinson, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and to be fair, the draws that we've had under Johnson at the beginning of, mm-hmm. of his games, you've just totally snatched that. You've snatched a point from nothing, really. Like, with what? I don't know what it was, 12 minutes to go or something. You couldn't see us, really. We created barely nothing, a bar a couple of Maguire free kicks, which were excellent and we should have done better with. And then you lose Ledbetter, and I think at that point that was going to go one or two ways, wasn't it? It was going to fizzle out, because you see it if someone gets injured, sometimes the players are like not with it and whatever. I know it wasn't like a life-threatening injury or whatever, but like you've seen it before when players are like injured and the rest of the team's like clearly like focusing on something else.
Yeah.
Or it could galvanise them, and it did seem to do that. Obviously the latter. Jordan Jones was the one really who just
he was
really took it by the scruff of their neck and thought it needed something like that, because as a team we weren't creating anything. There was no, like, the passes were all over the place. We weren't particularly in sync. No. We just looked. It was just an off day, really, and we've not lost. And that's kind of good, really.
Yeah, when, you know, like when you mention off days, McGeady was struggled to get into it today and didn't even have one like he had on Tuesday night where he struggled to get into it, but he produced something.
Mm.
Lyndon Gooch was poor, but you look and, God, listeners will be sick of me saying this, but the depth that we have once again has proved how valuable it is. Chris Maguire, Jordan Jones, they'd be start. Like, look at those two goals that they've scored. That is quality that is above this division. They would be starting for pretty much any other team in this division.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you can replace Lyndon Gooch and Aidan McGeady with that, you do always have a chance. You're right, though. We didn't really particularly ever look like scoring until Jones's goal galvanised us. And then just after that, Maguire put in that first free kick, which Luke 09 didn't quite connect with. He put the other one in, which just nobody seemed to want to get.
The free kicks were amazing delivery. We've been critical of his delivery in the past, particularly from corners.
Mm-hmm.
They were all on the penalty spot. Nodded it, just waiting to be nodded. Oh, nine got himself in a right pickle when he put, I don't know how he, it wasn't, the sun had gone by then as well. It wasn't even as if that was any, he just seemed to get himself all over the place. Like, yeah, he kind of approached it like he was trying to, like, defend it. Like, it was weird. And then the second one's just, they're almost, the balls are almost too good.
Yeah, well, the nearest player to it.
Anything, well, Clive.
The nearest player too, it was Josh scoring as well. Five, four. But you know, this is off the back of Chris Maguire putting in that corner for Max Power on Tuesday night. So you look at the impact he's made, and I mean, we really do have to. We cannot say how enough about how good those two goals were, because like Jones is at first, like nothing's, you're thinking that's like your goal of the month there, isn't it? And then like you'd be like pretty
maybe
right. You would be a little maybe, you think maybe you would?
We lost.
A little bit of you would be like, oh well, like I've probably got our goal of the season there. Then Chris McGuire does that, you'd be like, fuck.
No
sake.
One's remembering his goal now.
No, but, absolutely not.
It was a lovely strike, straight as a die, right?
Gorgeous to watch, right, wasn't it?
Corner, like the keeper, it was past him really before he even.
Yeah,
their goalkeeper, I was laughing at, I can't remember his name, but he had a very just a man name.
It was something, was it Dave Richards?
Yeah,
something Richards.
Just a man, like a proper, like, just a goalkeeper in League One, isn't he?
Yeah, very much so.
It was past him, but before he saw it, I think, really. But then Maguire, what a goal that was.
Yeah.
That's like slightly different, obviously, angle, but Fraser Campbell scored one against Norwich.
Like, he
volleyed it sort of in the top corner, like bouncing ball, and that sort of technique. What a goal. Like,
reminded.
Because if that's over the bar, it's game over, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah, like, you're fuming.
Like you're ready to pelt what you're shooting from there for with no minutes in the 97th. But that reminds you of the Fraser Campbell one, did you?
No, I was going to say it reminded me of, can you remember that goal Jermaine Defoe scored for Bournemouth at Crystal Palace?
I
think it was against Palace.
Yeah,
he scored a very, similar-ish sort of ones, what it made me think of. At first, I thought Jermaine Defoe scoring for us at Palace, but I'm obviously getting that mixed up because he did score for us at Crystal Palace. But you're right about him taking that shot on at the time that he did. Like, the audacity of it is probably the best way to put it, isn't it? Like, and again, Chris Maguire, he's, you know, not been one that's been in the starting 11 very often this season, but how often is Chris Maguire? He does get, like you're saying, like criticism for his delivery and stuff like that. And sometimes he does have like poor performances, but despite the failings that we've had as a club since being down in League One, it's not because of players like him. He's consistently popped up with moments of real quality, big game moments like that. Like last season when he scored that goal against Ipswich at home, which at the time was like a really big game. And, you know, he was playing really well around that time as well. And had the season gone on, that could have proved to have been a big moment. And he's done it again today, and just being very much a fringe player who we thought might leave in January. I think I'm quite chuffed for him, actually. Like, yeah. He's one of those players I just really like. So to see him get a moment like that, this is probably going to be his last season at Sunderland, like, no matter what happens at the end of the season. So it's nice that, you know, that'll be a goal that everyone will talk about.
Well, it's good for him, like, on a personal level. He wasn't even getting in squads a few weeks ago. But it's that sort of thing to keep him... To keep him feeling like, wow, I've clearly still got a part to play here, is good for everybody, because if you can bring him on, he's not going to start many games now, and that, you know, understandably so, because he's probably just not quite at the level we need for 95. There'll be games where he probably will come in and play, but he's not your first choice. He's not your main man as he was at the beginning of last season and the season before.
Yeah.
But he's still... You know, you've seen it at big clubs, not on a big club, you've seen it at the top level, like when we've had players who were getting towards the end, but they're still important players to have. I'm trying to, like, off the top of my head, I can't.
Well, Defoe, who we mentioned, is probably like quite a good example. Zenden, actually. Very similar-ish to Zenden's goal, kind of, against Spurs that time.
Yeah.
But I know that, like, cross came from wide. Oh, much better than that. Much more
better than that.
Yeah, against much high caliber of
opponents. Yeah, often you play, you know, Gresty Rose.
Well, no, absolutely.
Drew's
not.
Pitch, by the way, is in good nick considering they play at home every week.
Every week. I mean, well, maybe they've got two groundsmen to, like, make up for that. They've doubled the ground staff. Another obvious thing that we seem to say quite a bit recently, but man, if fans are, imagine that away end, if fans are in the ground. That is like whole away end. On
the away end.
I don't know which end.
I've seen them give a bit of that big daft stand they've got.
A bit of that.
And then the away end, and then like a second.
A bit behind the goal.
Because I've never been to Crewe. No, I've only ever been to the train station.
Never been to the ground.
I was changing to get from, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but you know,
you know, a bit of colour.
I was going from Walsall to Manchester, and I changed at Crewe.
Nice time, lovely time.
I was going on a Coronation Street tour.
Oh, how was it?
Fantastic.
Was it good?
Yeah, really
you good. Get to have a pint when you do the Coronation Street tour.
Well, no, you get a pull.
Oh, I thought you did. Oh, I thought you actually got to have a pint. I thought you'd set something up so
you could buy, like, you can buy, like, jacked up with...
Anyway. This is how much, like, we've lost it after that goal. But, no, the whole away end would have been on the pitch there, wouldn't it? Because it's quite a small away end for
a
start.
Well, it would have been, like, Walsall away.
Yeah.
Actually, very similar to that 2-0 down.
Very similar, yeah, absolutely.
Similar, you know, little ground with a big daft stand behind the... They've got theirs behind the goal.
Yes.
People on the pitch, 2-2.
Well,
our first goal with about 10 minutes to go. Carbon copy?
Yeah, carbon copy indeed. Before we move on to the more negative things, you know, sort of the lads on Monday will get into this one in a bit more detail, but Jones and Maguire, especially Jordan Jones, being shown a lot recently off the bench, and he obviously got his goal. Are they pushing for starts now? Does Aidan McGeady maybe need a bit of a rest, do you think?
Certainly Jones. I'd be looking to take O'Brien, I would think, before McGeady.
He
was quite poor. I know he's been a lot, you know, he's been good recently. But yeah, he just looked back to the knacker self that we had at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Maybe be too harsh on him, but I'd take him out before McGeady, because McGeady, well, we've said, is always likely to do something, and O'Brien's, if he's having a bad game, he isn't going to do that, is he?
Yeah, and I guess this segues nicely onto the things that went wrong for us today. He probably should go back to 3-4-3 for Tuesday, and that does maybe lend itself to having two wingers supporting Charlie White rather than Aidan O'Brien as well. I think that kind of, the 4-3-3 and O'Brien out wide did hamper him a little bit. Although we have seen him play...
We have seen
him do, like, all right in that system. Obviously, we did on Tuesday night against Fleetwood, don't get us wrong, but it's a bit more comfortable and a bit more natural. But absolutely, if these are going to be the same defensive options for Tuesday night's game against Swindon, Lee Johnson has to go back, I think, to the back three, because that...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That was why we got such a big layoff, because he got his the team, when I say team selection, he got the shape of the team very wrong today, didn't he?
Well, he did, considering the players he had available. Mm-hmm. For the life of me, 09 and a 2. We've seen it before. Well, he's not a centre half. He gets away with it in a 3, and he does all right, and it's not his fault. But yeah, he can't. It's a disaster waiting to happen. You saw towards the end, he's positionally all over the place.
Yeah,
because he's not a central defender. And Sanderson is he must be thinking, what on earth is going on here? Yeah. Because it doesn't help him. He's not played many games himself, and to put him alongside an attacking midfielder playing centre half, it's not doing either of them any good, really. I know Conor McLaughlin's not a centre half, but God, you've got him playing at right back. Just swap them.
Would be more comfortable.
Even his general game's more suited to playing centre half than 09.
Yeah, if you were so determined to go with the back four, then, you know, have the defender, who's all, you know, Conor McLaughlin has played centre half as part of a back three as well, but he's a natural defender. He's got the height as well. Like, he's got some of the physical attributes.
He's done all right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know 09's like good in the air and stuff like that, and he's quick and he's athletic, but he is still a central midfielder who's done an all right job at right back. So having him centre half in a 2, that one where in the really early on in the game where they had a bit of a penalty shout, waved away. But even so, like the ball in, 09 was just totally caught out. He looked so uncomfortable. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, nah, this is, have a word. And it seemed like a needless change as well. Like, he kept the rest of the team broadly the same. The only change was Ledbetter came out for Josh Scotton. So you'd think, initially I thought, 3-4-3, and that's just a like-for-like change. But as soon as I saw it was back four, and like you said, Matthew, the fact that Conor McLaughlin was playing right back rather than centre-half, I was like, it just seemed like tinkering for the sake of it, I thought.
Yeah, I get the changes with Ledbetter, and when you change a midfielder for a midfielder, or a centre half for a centre half, or you know a winger for a winger, etc. But I didn't make any sense. He needs to stop. Like, he's, you know, look, you got to give him some credit. His substitutions have kind of, I looked at them at the time and thought, what on earth is going on here? Because Power was playing reasonably well in the middle, because Scowen was.
He had a poor first half, I thought, but second half.
But he started to at least try and impact the game and move the play along and whatever. And then they put him at right back, and I was like, well, you've got 09 centre half, Power right back. We're trying to get something from. But it obviously worked. And you got to give him some credit for that. But yeah, he also has been responsible for us being 2-0 down.
Yeah.
And also McFadzean is absolutely
good. Yeah, that is the concern sort of going forward, isn't it? I know Tom Flanagan probably isn't too far away. Not that Tom Flanagan's he's not a world beater, but, you know, we've seen Tom Flanagan do a reasonable job. Like, you know, he's he was like a mainstay of the team.
Ah, he's good, Flanagan. I like Flanagan. No.
Yeah, like he'll make a bit of a natter now and again, but I think that's because he is also a League One centre half, and you kind of have to accept the level. But him and Sanderson as a defensive partnership, if you did want to go to a back four, and then you can maybe, you know, Conor Wilton at right back. You'd even do Luke O'Neill at left back if you wanted, which I think I would. Yeah, it's like, it's horrible because O'Neill's got this chance to play in midfield. I'd rather see him in midfield, but you mentioned McFadzean there, and obviously Vorkins doesn't look much cop. That's a problem area, isn't it?
It's the real problem child, isn't it? Like Vorkins, if you can't, you might as well send him back to Southampton, because if you can't get in ahead of McFadzean in it, not even come on, and then to put McLaughlin at left back, it says, I think, a lot about what maybe he thinks of him. He just isn't good enough. And he might well be. Look, he might well go on to have a decent, but we haven't got time for his shit at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if that means Southampton are fuming because we're not playing him and developing him, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I've said the other way, I don't care about Vorkins' career after he leaves here, particularly. I don't care about Sanderson's career, particularly if he doesn't stay here.
Yeah.
But he's clearly ready to play football. Vorkins isn't. But it's concerning because Hume's probably not going to... You'd be lucky to get a few games out of him, won't you, at the end of the season?
You might get five or six. You might get the run in.
Potentially a playoff.
Maybe. Yeah.
But it is a concern. I don't know if we can... I don't know. Are we allowed to sign any free agents? Are there any free agents kicking?
Well, that's probably it. Yeah, Danny. You know, Danny. Why not? I mean, you could mic him up and he could commentate at the same
that
time.
Would be great.
Didn't that happen in? I think it happened in America. I think the player it happened with was Brad Guzan. I don't know if it was in like a preseason thing, but he was mic'd up and the commentators were interviewing. Is he?
Yeah, you remind you of anyone. Well, Brad Guzan will be along on Monday to
talk. Yeah, of course. So we'll be doing a very strong Sunderland accent just to throw everyone off. But yeah, they were interviewing him as the game was going on, and he had to like stop suddenly because the opposition started attacking. I think it might have been a pre-game.
They used to do it in the 2020.
Right.
They'd mic up a fielder.
Uh-huh.
And I'd talk around and he'd be like, "Oh, I've got to leave you there because the ball's over there." And I've got to leave
oh, that's good.
Like sometimes he'd leave the mic on, and he'd be like, "You could hear him shouting at the ball."
Yeah. Brilliant.
Left the mic on.
Love a bit of that. Yeah, that would be great. We'd have let's get Danny Collins doing that commentary
at the same time.
Well, it would. You wouldn't be hearing from him again. One other great thing about us, well, not great, maybe I'm over-egging that a little bit, but the fact that we've got a result today when quite a few teams around us haven't as well, Matthew. We remain in fifth. If we had managed to not be absolutely shit and actually win today, we would have leapfrogged Portsmouth. But there you go. Portsmouth, just mentioned there, they drew 1-1 Gillingham. Peterborough did win. They beat Wigan 2-1. Lincoln lost. They got beat 4-3 off Plymouth. Charlton got murdered at home to Blackpool 3-0. So it's taking shape a little bit now. Doncaster still have those two games in hand on us.
But they lost to Ipswich.
And their form is absolutely terrible as well. Whereas for us now, four games unbeaten. Portsmouth, like I say, drew today. They won the week before. They lost two before that. Hull, despite winning today, they'd lost and drawn before that. They're all over. Lincoln have only won one in their last five. It's us and Peterborough who are the two consistent sides in that top six at the minute. And you know, now that we've got that momentum, we've got that sort of... that mentality, I want to say as well, of, you know, just not losing games, not giving up, but we're getting wins to go with it as well. Does that make you feel a little bit more confident, Matthew? It's what I've been asking the last few pods now. Does your confidence levels alter anymore? I think we're on sixth place on Thursday's pod. Is that right?
Yeah. Weirdly, and we haven't won the game. Like, I think the way that we've come back to get something from that has affected the confidence I've got in them. I think like that my concern has always been that we're going to lose stupid games, and we haven't today, and I know we haven't won it. So yeah, I might be, you know, sort of coming around. Sort of coming around.
But we are fifth at the minute.
Maybe saying that we could get promoted. Maybe anyway.
He doesn't want to commit to it too much.
Yeah. I only care about the Papa John's anyway.
Well, Matthew, speaking of the Papa John's, we've got a little announcement to make regarding the Papa John's, haven't we?
It's our Anthony. He's got a little announcement.
Saturday, the 13th of March, we are doing the latest Wise Men Say live show. This will be from 7:30 till 9:30. We have got special guests. Shall I give away the special guest, Matthew? I think we're allowed to, aren't we?
I think we are allowed.
I think we are. We've got, he just got mentioned earlier in the pod, we've got special guest Danny Collins joining us for the live pod. It's, of course, going to be live via Zoom, so we're going to be coming in to your homes. Full ticket. Oh, no.
It's not that sort of live show.
Appropriate, given that we're going to be featuring.
You would think so.
Full ticket details. If you keep an eye on our social media at Wise Men Say Pod, will be announced on there. We've got Danny Collins. We're going to have a quiz. Me and Matthew are going to be asking for your submissions for A Just a Man 11. Tom Walsh is going to be along with Cans and Megabus and probably some other features as well. Keep an eye on the social media channels for all the info on that. But yeah, Matthew, Wise Men Say, in people's own homes, they get to see us as well. They don't just get to hear us. They get to see us.
Could you think of anything? What a weekend. I mean, could you think of anything better? We'll get a play in the cup final, and then you get to have us round for supper.
Oh yes, please, absolutely. So yeah, that'll be as well Saturday the 13th of March, following on from last year's final. So watch last year's final.
Wow.
Watch us, because you can't go to Trafalgar Square. This is essentially Trafalgar Square. We are bringing Trafalgar Square into your home with Danny Collins.
I can't cope with it. I haven't even had a beer yet. And I've got an apology to make, though.
Oh, okay. What's your apology?
I would like to take full responsibility for us not winning today. I timed my bath wrong.
Oh,
so I saw the beginning of the game. It was true. I was in the bath on Tuesday night for the beginning of the Fleetwood game, so I need to have more baths.
You need
to time your baths better. But I'd been for a bike ride this morning, so I couldn't.
You couldn't, yeah. You'd either had to sit around sweating for ages or had a very long bath. It would have got like uncomfortable, really, either way. Oh, no, you wouldn't want that. If you had stayed in the bath for longer, Carl Winchester's header right at the end would have dipped under the bar.
Would have, well, we are. Just like you said, that it was 2-0 when he came on.
There we go. Not nice circumstances for come on though. Hopefully that's not too much of a serious injury to Grant Ledbetter. It didn't. But you know, hopefully, after his fall, it'll be not out for too long, because injuries are racking up, as you mentioned earlier, Matthew. But let's keep positive for now. That's a hell of a way to get a 2-2 draw. Nice to actually gone mental celebrating a goal as well, because in lockdown football, that doesn't happen too often. But that was quite a fun moment. Gareth and Stephen will be back on Monday to dissect.
Brad Guzan
and Gareth Barker will be. Is a goalkeeper Gareth could be, maybe? Gareth, I'm trying to think of the bar. No, tweet them in if you've got any
suggestions. Cruise goalkeeper.
Dave Richards. So Brad Guzan and Dave Richards will be back on Monday to look at this one in a bit more detail. Keep an eye on the social media channels for more details of the live pod that we're doing on the eve of the Papa John's Trophy final. Enjoy some beers tonight, celebrating that Chris Maguire equaliser. But as always, thank you very, very much for listening.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.